Slava Iisusu Hristu! Glory be to Jesus Christ! In the most recent ecumenical council, although not recent for many of us, the church documents state that those who are baptized and gathered together are called and referred to as the people of God. And in our own liturgy, we call God the Father of Lights. Therefore, you look bright tonight. We are called to do good deeds so that others, seeing our good deeds, might give praise to our Father who is in heaven. And we have gathered for this very purpose, to contemplate and reflect how the grace of God has shone forth through these sisters, these women, so that people might give glory to God. In the military handbook, on the same theme for officers, it states, for someone to be a good leader, to practice good leadership, and to be of service to others, one must first learn to practice followership. The military likes to coin terms. Followership. Well, when you look at scriptures, and the Lord asks us to follow him, sometimes he cannot be more nebulous. Let my people go. Sounds like a good deal. Where are we going? Well, follow a flame at night and a cloud by day. Do you have GPS? Could you be more specific? How long will it take, and do we have enough camels? Trust me. Well, it doesn't change in the New Testament, in the Christian scriptures. It continues to be the same. When people see Jesus, what does he say? Follow me. Not even any more information. Can you be more specific? Go and preach the gospel. Where? To all nations. Can you narrow it down? Where are we going to sleep? Well, the sisters who gathered in the Austrian-Hungarian Empire in 1911, on the eve of World War I, were also called by Bishop Wartinsky to preach the gospel to a place referred to fondly as Hamereka. How wonderful. How do we get there? Well, I'll send some money. Are we coming to Hoboken or Philly? There was a question in the correspondence. So the sisters set out, the sisters of St. Basil, along with one sister servant of Mary Immaculate. And they come here, and they end up on Franklin Street, eventually come to Fox Chase. But they, just like Mary, had questions at the beginning, I'm sure. When the angel appears to Mary, her very first response is, what are you talking about? How can this be? And so often when we are called to practice followership, we sometimes forget the trauma, the unknown that was in the heart of these young women in their 20s and 30s, not knowing the language, being Austrian citizens, coming to a place so foreign where the only thing they knew was that the Lord had called them, come follow me, serve the people, be a child of light. And so they went. And each step along the way was fraught with the same questions. Trust me. Can you be more specific than that? No. And possibilities opened up, risks were taken, and at this point in history, the sisters continue to be faced with the possibility of service. They serve in high school, in college, in parishes, administration, and other ministries of which I may not know. But during every part of that service, It is for the people of God. The Bazillion Sisters are not a country club. I lived with them for 1 year. They get up early. They sing loudly. Mostly on key. Unless a few of those sisters are sick, then it's a sacrifice. But they get up. And they arrive. In our Christmas carol, Bog, Predvichny, Narodivsha, those three words, God, eternal, is born, gives some of the greatest advice to anyone who wants to serve. Show up. Be there. God didn't have to. He wanted to. Every relationship born of desire, not of need, survives. Every relationship that continues because each day I say, I choose, survives. When a young couple falls in love, people say, do you love him? Do you love her? When they come to church, did you ever wonder why in our tradition the church never asks them what they love? They ask them, do you choose him? Do you choose her? And every day the sisters respond, I choose to serve Christ in you, the young girls, the mature girls, the mature men, the young boys. They see in you Christ. They see in you their way. Often, when people look for the salvation, they didn't expect a child to be born. And when we serve and look for a reason for our existence, sometimes we don't look for the person. But it's not the direction, it's not the destination. If you have visited those in prison, you visited the Lord. If you gave drink to the thirsty, you visited and gave drink to the Lord. Your salvation is wrapped up in each other. We thank God for giving the sisters this ability to serve continually, not to always ask for direction, but to ask for purpose, to seek the Lord in each other, and for God's sakes, for getting up and showing up on the job. I was taught 9 years by the Sisters of St. Basil in Yonkers, New York. But don't blame them, this is my fault. But they tried real hard. Humor is a good way to thank God for the gift of life. We thank God for the times the sisters made us laugh, for the times the sisters taught us, for the dedication they had. And just like the incarnation of our Savior, they showed up in our lives at various times. May they continue to show up, because together we will reach the promised land, and it is not far, for the kingdom is within us, and if we see each other and serve each other, we see God and we find the kingdom. Slava Isusu Christu! Amen.